Odo beginner. This is the chaziz that grows in your yarden, in your garden. The kuli alma achlim elhu. Everybody eats this type of a chaziz. So that's why here it's good for an eruv, but a regular chaziz is no good. Or it's a different type of a tefuah, but this type of a tefuah everybody eats in this stage when it's only one third ripe. So therefore, since people eat it, it's called an oichol. Therefore, you can be samech on it until you make an eruv tchumim with it. But then, the other type of a tefuah that people do not eat the shachas of it, Yitzhakah cannot use it to make an eruv with it.
Zera gargir lemaychozi.
What is this roi for? What do people do with it? Omer Rabbi Yechanan, how do people eat it? Omer Rabbi Yechanan, shekein rishonim, shloihoyo lem pepolim. Hez the free digador, when they did not have any pepper yet, is shech kenoisan used to grind up this gargar, umatvilum boyesat tzli. They would make their tzli, their roast, the roasted meat, they would use this for the spices on top of the roasted meat. They would use this gargar. That's why you can make you could use it for tchumin, and who adin, that's what the Bryce is talking about. That the shechlayim vagargar, it says mechuyi v'maisus, and it's called an oichel. And it's called an oichel, both the seed is an oichel, and the plant itself, the green part of it, is also an oichel. So Kash says, what do you eat this gargar? But there it says, they used to use it, grind it up, and use it for spices to spice their meat with. Exactly the taich of these things, we really don't know exactly what it is. You find an English taich here and there, but then it's very hard to know exactly what these things mean. Ramosha says to know these things, Klor, you have to have a Kabbalah exactly what each one means. Here Ramosha writes in the Shubas, what Shradin means, he's not Zichr either. Even everybody says Shradin means beets. Like we'll see later, he's not Zichr about it. But these words, really to know exactly what they mean, you have to have a Kabbalah to know from the Friedrich exactly what these words mean. All right, the kids says gargar, whatever it is, some type of a herb that has a seed to it and a grass to it, so the seed they used to use to spice their tzli, to spice their roast with it. Therefore, it's called an oichel. Therefore, you mechuyev in trumas amaisus. So the Mara ki Reb Zeira ki avicholish migirsa. Reb Zeira got very tired from learning. He was oiskamated already. He couldn't learn. He had no koyach to learn anymore. So he still wanted to do mitzvahs. Heavy ozel, he used to go the yosef apischad Rav Yehuda Barami. He would sit by the door of Rav Yehuda Barami's yeshiva. And Omar, he would say, he said, ki nafki the Eili Rabbonin, when the Rabbonin went into Shir and came out of Shir, eyekim mekamayu, let me stand up in front of them, I'll be mechabed tamid chachamim, v'yakaba bu'agra, and the mele, I'll get schar for this. In other words, he was too tired to learn Torah, so he wanted to do mitzvahs, so he was mechabed tamid chachamim. That's what he did. So the more of the ma'isa was, nofak osi yanuka. He came out of Shir, a young child. Devei Rav from the yeshiva. Omalei, so Reb Zeira asked him, Mayag morcha rabcha. What did your Rebbe teach you today? Omalei, my Rebbe said, Kshus, if you eat this herb called Kshus, you should know Bar Pri Adoma. You have to make a bracha Bar Pri Adoma. Mashenkein chazis, if you eat the chazis, that's the unripe tfuah, then shakum yibidvoroi. All you have to make is just a shakum yibidvoroi. As even though on tfuah you make a Bar Pri Adoma, but here since it's unripe, it's not fully ripe yet, so on an unripe peri, the locher is always, it's nachas chadarga, it goes down one madrega, so instead of making a bar pri adam, you have to make a shakun yibidvoroi. Mashen ken kshus, this is type of a fungus that grows on bushes. So the kshus, that you make a bar pri adam. Omalei said to him, so Abzei Lukhur told the Talmud, Adarabas, Farshvi Pumfakev, Ipcha Mistavra, just the opposite way. Hai me ayakom arbi, hey, this chazis, it's tfuah. Even though it's unripe, it's not fully grown yet, but I call upon him, it's tfu, it's like wheat, the ball is growing out of the ground. So since it's growing out of the ground, the bracha should be a bar pri adama. Fahai, this kishus, that's like a type of a fungus that's growing on top of bushes, meyavira komarbi. It doesn't really grow from the ground, it grows from the ear. Like it's growing on top of a bush. So vizoy, since it's only growing from the ear, you shouldn't make a bar pri adama, you should only make a shakuni of the varoi. So kud lacha should be just the opposite of what you're saying. So the Gemara named Vehilchasuk Yenuka. But Yenuka was right. That's the locha. Why? Vehilchasuk Yenuka Devei Rav. My timer, why was he right? Hai Gemar Pri. I call upon him this Kishus. That's the Gemar Pri. A type of a fungus. It's the finished product. About it's a finished Pri. On a finished Pri, you make a Burpee Adamon. Fahai Lav Gemar Pri. Mashenkin, this Tfuah that's growing. Since it's only one third grown, it's not fully grown yet. That's the locha. Anytime you eat an unripe fruit, it goes down one darga. Instead of making a bar pri adama, you make a shakun yibdvoroi. Even though it grows out of the ground, but since it's not fully grown yet, you only make a bar pri adama. So the Gemara, you want to make a shakun yibvoroi. Now, umay de kamra, that's at the other time that you said the chur is kshus. Like, good, I'm answering you back. It's a finished pre. But the chur, your kasha was, it doesn't grow off the ground. It grows off the air. It's like a fungus that's growing on top of the bushes. So, the name, hi me ayu karabi. You know, this fungus also gets its nourishment from the ground. I'll bring you raya. Iva hi me avira karabi. I, your kasha was that it grows from the air, not from the ground. Lohi, that's a mistake. Kshus nami ma'ari karabi. This kshus, the type of a fungus, even though it's growing on the bushes, it also gets its nourishment from the ground. And I'll bring you raya. To kochazina de katlinan lo lihizmosa. When you cut off the branch, the bush, that it's growing on, umayis, kshusa. The kshusa dies, the fungus dies. So you see, it doesn't just get its life from the air. Because if it only gets its life from the air, even when you cut down the bush, it should still live on the bush. Elamai, the pshat is, it gets its nourishment from the ground also. Hey, through the bush that's in the ground, it gets its nourishment. And when you cut off the branch, it's not attached to the ground anymore, it stops its nourishment, and it dies. So Saraya, the disk shus, also gets its nourishment from the ground, therefore you could make a bar piyadoma. Mashen Kane mushrooms, they say you make a shak on the Yedavaroi because mushroom staka does not get its nourishment from the ground. Mushrooms get its nourishment from the Avira Karabi. Just grows off the ear. Trashi the Katan Lizmosa, Shekhoitsena Hizmi, when you cut off the branches, Umaisi Kshusa, then the Kshus dies. Alma, Iloyanki, Miario, Lerabi, you see, Kloba doesn't get its nourishment from the ground, it will die. So that's why we make a bar priyadama on this kishus, because it gets its nourishment from the ground. Right? Uva kafniyos ein marvin. We said before, kafnis, that's unripe dates, you can't make for an erev. You can't use aru b'tchumin. Why? Since it's not edible, it's unripe, it's pre-ripe, so therefore it's not a michael, you can't use it for an erev. For the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned. Kur is, you the call here, the heart of the palm. It's by chastin they serve it, the heart of the palm it's called. It's the palm tree, the bottom part of the palm tree is things that grows around it, it's called the kur. Trashi kur. Dover rach, it's a very soft part of the bark, ha noisef al adekel, that grows around the palm tree. V'chol shon, every year. V'kodim shagia, yomoisek shom, before it comes the winter, v'yiskash, and then it becomes hard. V'yas eight, and at the end it becomes a piece of the wood, it becomes part of the tree. V'chol ponim, before the winter, at the beginning of the season, it's still soft and edible then. It's a very good michel. It's expensive michel. It's called the heart of the palm. So batanya kur nikach bekesef maisa. You're allowed to buy it with maisa sheni money. Again, where you have your peiros that were grown in Eretz Yisrael. So the din is the maisa sheni you have to take to Yerushalayim. If it weighs too much, you're allowed to be poydered onto money, and you take your money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you have to buy peiros with the maisa sheni. So you're allowed to buy kur with the money of maisa sheni. V'yein metama tumas oichlin. But it's not metama tumas oichlin. Right now it doesn't have a shem oichl on it. If a sheretz or a mace touches it, it's not makabel tumah. V'yein metama tumas oichlin. The kafnis, what about unripe dates? The kafnis, nikchois, the kesef maiser. You're allowed to buy it with money that has maisa sheni. There's the money you appoint the maisa sheni on now in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to buy kafnis with it. Or metamus tuma choichlin, and it's makabel tuma. If a sheretz touches it, it becomes tummy. So what do you see? You see the chur is called an oichel. It's called a food. That's why if a sheretz or a mace touches it, it's makabel tuma. So once it's makabel tuma, the chur should be able to use it for an eruv chumim. So why do we say you can't use this for an eruv chumim? What's wrong with kafnis? You see that lochin? Rashi, nikam b'kesef ma'isim, the pre-mipri, gudule karkahu. It grows off the ground, it's called the pre-mipri. V'yeinim atamu tum asoichlin, v'yafilu chishav olav lachilu delav oichlu. It's not called an oichl. That's this kur. Kur is not called an oichl. Yeah. Ma'ashenken kafnis, you could buy it with mois ma'is sheni, and it's matamu tum asoichlin. Vaita, v'yabihudu, why m'yabihudu says, kur hareyu keitz l'chol devor. A kur, this heart of the palm, is called like an eitz l'chol devor. Trashi was in the Kama Parach Hanu Tanakama. The Gemara is later asked, that's the Kur of Tanakama. The Tanakama also said that Kur is not Makabal Tumas Oichlin. So you see, again, the Tumas Oichlin, he calls it Kates Lechol Devorov. It's like a piece of wood. The Tanakama also said the same thing, that this Kur is not Makabal Tumah. That's what Yud is also made it to. You're allowed to buy with the Maisa Sheni, you could buy this kur. So heart of the palm you could buy. The kafnis, mashenken, this unripe date, harehen kepri lechol devrayim. You should know it's called the pri, lechol devrayim, for all dinim, it has a shame pri on it. Ela shepturus min amaiser. The only thing that's put them in a maiser, that's the Yehuda Shita. Trash ela shepturus min amaiser, lenigmra malachton. It's not called the pri is finished yet. Well, so that's why it's put there for maiser. Veinachnani bemisin, it's called an oichel, it's edible, just not called nigmra malachton, that's a pturus for hilchas maiser. The Tanakama chayevis, the Tanakama says it is chayev, this unripe date. Lecho mili peris ninu. According to the Tanakama, it's called a peri, even for hilchas maisim. Over the kashri is a midik toni, mitamas tumas oichlin, alma oichlinu. According to everybody holds that kafnis, this unripe date, is makabu tumah. So here you see it's called an oichel. So if it's called an oichel, why can't you use it for a rubet chumim? Teretz is after Gemara, hosom v'dinischoni. We're talking about special type of unripe dates. We're talking about unripe dates of v'dinischoni. So Rashi hosom diktoni metamois. That we said the unripe dates has a shame oichum, and therefore if a mace or a sheret touches it, it's makabel tumah. It's special type of kafnios. It's called v'dinischoni. So Rashi dikolim schorim. Talking about male palm trees, shoyis and kafnios. They give off this unripe type of dates. V'einim nasim tomorrow lirlim. They never grow more than that. Those type of dates are edible the way they are, and those are mekabel tumas oichlin. The kafni is su gemar perin. Therefore, this kafni, that's its gemar pri by a zocher, by a male tree. The leiktin oisam benisin, and usually you pull them off the tree on nisin. V'hanu oichlininu. Those are called oichel. V'chi kom a rav. When did Rav say that you can't use kafnis for an eruv for rubet chumim? Kikom a rab it's kolam nekevus. Talking about female or the kolam. She kafniya shalahem nasim tomorrow. That they're the unripe dates. If you leave it on the tree, they become ripe. Hilkach hakati la loy gemar prihu. Therefore, right now you pulled off the unripe dates since they're not fully ripe. And if they would have been on the tree, they would have got more ripe and more edible. So those are not called edible right now. So that Rav said is not called loichel. Those type of kafniyos you can't use for ruve tumin, and who are then they will not be makabel tumas oichlin either. Here the Brisa says the makabel tumas oichlin is called an oichel. It's talking about the dekolim of a zocher that they don't get more ripe. This is the fully ripe that they get. Therefore, it's called an oichel. For the Gemara Yehochi Yoybazoi, for all leimer Rav Yehuda, pturis min amaiser. If you're telling me we're talking about this deco or zocher deco, we're talking about these type of trees, the palm trees that their fruits do never become ripe. So that's all the pri gives off as such a type of a pri. Fred Gemara, how could have you just say a potter for maaser then? Luchur, that's called the gemar pri. As Mishlei, we're talking about a female tree that will give off the tfua, will get ripe and better. So before it's ripe, it's not mechuyev maaser, it's not called gemar pri. But if we're talking about a zocher tree, that's all it gives off, nothing more. So how could have you just say it's potter in a maaser? Vatanya, we learned. Vatanya, Yom Rabbi Yehuda, lo yhuskeru pagei bisyuni elulinya maaser bovat. Was only learned aloha pagibis uni negatuchas meister bovad. What does that mean? Zatrashi, loyhuskuru, vitoisefta bishriyasi, or meister bigamor de psachamor, and psacham brings it down, and perakamor mokam shinogu. Oichlem bitainim, you're allowed to eat the figs, achi yichlo pagibis uni. This huchas shriyas, his on shriyas, the pears that grow you're allowed to eat, calls a man there are pears on the field. They have to be known like a tesker, but what grows you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat, calls the mind, there are pears still on the fruit in the field. So what's called, there are still figs on the field. Until there are no more figs, even that come from Bisuni. Rabbi Yehuda said, he dings it and says, no, that's not the Shia Filcha Shvias, to say that on Shemitah, how long can you still eat these figs? When do we have a shear about these type of figs that grows in Bisuni? Elinya Maisa Bavad. It was only said over Halacha Negeir to Maisa. Trashi Bisuni means Mokim a place. Pagi Tainim Hain. They are figs. Shlein is Bashlu. They did not become ripe. So it's talking about Maisa Bavad. That Negeir to Maisa, Vaisa Testu Machuiva Maisa. And Vaisa Pagi Bisuni. That both of these things are mechuyev meiser. So here you see these type of figs are mechuyev. Drashi ahini, What's a hini? Hein kaf noyes. That's mamish, these unripe of figs. Vahanech to tuvim kulam tchorim. So the second case is vihini du tuvini, means these dates that comes from tuvini, which the trees was the chorim trees there. Therefore, even Rav Yehuda holds the Amachui v'Meiser, even though they're not fully ripe, the Peris. Why? The Gmar Prihu. Because this is the most they'll grow. It won't grow more than this. I was like, the Choshchein, the Gmar Prihu, Lisham Mili. Avad of other lochas is called the Gmar Pri. Like, once you say it's Machui v'Meiser, Savadi can make Erev with another things for it. The Koponim, it's a theory in Rav Yehuda, though. If we're saying that the Pran, the Brisa before, that said Kufniyas, is it has Tumas Oichlan. It's called an Oichlan. It's talking about the Dekel tree of a Zohar that doesn't give off better fruit. That's the most that gets ripe. So how could Rabbi Yehuda over there say it's part of a Meiser? Here Rabbi Yehuda says claw that is Fehini de Tavina, that these unripe dates that come off the palm trees that are Zohorim are Mechoyiv a Meiser, even though they're unripe, but since they don't get more ripe, but they don't grow better, that's called Gemar Pri. So Chor Tassir and Rabbi Yehuda. Tell him, you can't say the Brice before is talking about these kofnias means unripe figs from a zocher tree. The Chorus Mashmet, even unripe figs, unripe dates, even from an akeva tree. Even though they do get ripe later on, but I call upon them right now, it's still called an oichel. Right now, it still is makabel tumas oichel. So, Melo Tzirik, Shreya, on the first Brice, how come the first Brice said, kofino, you cannot use for nerubit chumen? Why not? No matter what type of dates you have, even though they're unripe, Mashma, it has a Tumas Oichlam. It is called an Oichl. So why do we say it's not called, it's not right to use for an Erev? Elo, the Torah is like this. El Yerlam Lav Ben Ischoni. Nein, you're talking right. This first Brice is not talking about the palm trees of Zechorim that don't give off better Peris. Now, Vada, we're talking about regular palm trees, Nikavis of palm trees, that their fruits, their dates, if would stay on the tree, would get riper and riper, would get better. And still we're talking about now an unripe date from such a tree. And so the kasha was, the Braisa says it is Makabu Tumas Oichlin. So you see they're called an Oichl. So the moral Inyan Tumas Oichlin Shani. Hatena gets no stira. Even though it's Makabu Tuma, it's called an Oichl for Yuchas Tuma. Of a Lamais, it's not called an Oichl to be used for an Erubit Chumin. Why is Yuchas Tuma different? Could the Omer Rabbi Yechin, like Rabbi Yechin said, Hoyo Veroyu Lamaskana De Or. I call upon him, if you cook it on top of the fire, you make it edible. So right now, it's not edible. Therefore, Erev, to use Eruv Chumim, you have to use something that's edible right now. These unripe figs, these unripe dates, since right now they're not so edible, you can't use it for Eruv Chumim. Why is the Mekabel Tumah? Because the pshat is, if you cook them, they will become edible. So something that could become edible is called an Eichel Filchus Tumah. Yeah. Is Hachinami, Hoyo V'yachol HaMaskana De'or. Here also you have the same terrors. Something that you could fix by cooking it is called an oichel v'ilchus tumah, it's makabel tumah, but for Erev, though, it's no good. So Drashi, v'yachol amaskon, af agav shach shebekatnusin, morin hein, even though right now it's bitter, still you could cook them and make them edible. Avol inyan Erev, mashenken, to use these things, v'ruvei tchumim, b'inem midi d'chozi b'ishosa. You have to use something that's edible right now. Because like we said, the whole svar of Erubei Tchumim, or else Rashi learns, we're talking about Erubei Chatzeres here, is that a person's ikadira, he lives where his food is. So if you put your food outside by the Tchum Shabbos, it's considered like you're living there. But it has to be something that's edible right now. So you have to have food that you can eat right now. Then we say your dira goes bosa where your mazon is. Here we're talking about these unripe dates. We're not fixed yet. They're not edible right now. And why does Rabbi Yehuda say that potter for Maisa? Because the Maisa, they're not a Gemar Pri either. That's why it's potter for Maisa. So the only din the Braisa says it is Makabu Tumas Oichlin. Why is the Makabu Tumas Oichlin? Because for Tumas Oichlin, it just means something that you, even though right now maybe you don't need it, but if it could be fixed up to eat, it's also called an Oichel, Vilchas Tumas Oichlin. So the Mar of Ahechi Yitmad Rabbi Yehuchanan, where did we see Rabbi Yehuchanan's Chiddush? That's something that could be fixed up. Has a shem oichel right now? Aho. The Tanya we learned. Shkedim hamorim. If you have bitter almonds. Kitanim, if they're small ones, then chayovim. The mechuyiv in trumas amaisus. Of course, it's called an oichel right now. Trashi kitanim chayovim mishum shu gemar prishalhem. Shekeshegodlo nasamorim. Because since these are type of almonds that when they get older, bigger, they become very bitter, they're not edible. So now the people eat them when they're young. So kitanim achayovim b'maisim. Gedolim pturim. If you let them grow, you didn't pick them off when they're young. They became nice and big, but they're very bitter. These shkayt them apotah from Eisim. Now that they're big, bitter almonds, nobody eats them, the potter from Isa. Mesukim, what about you have sweet almonds? Then like this, gedolim chayovim. If they're big and ripe almonds, they're edible, that's mechuyav the Isa. Ketanim pturim, mashenkin unripe almonds, since lemaisa nobody really picks them off now and eats them now, because Fakat let them grow and get bigger and become sweet. So right now when they're small, they're not edible, nobody does, you don't plant it out there. Not called a pre, you're potter from Isa. Trashi Mesukim Kitana Pturim, Lenigma, it's not called Gemar pre. People let this pre grow, these almonds grow, to become big and sweet. Yeah. Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi, Omer, Mishum Oviv, Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi said over the name of his father, Zev is a lifter. In both cases, they're potter from Isa. Rashi learns, Zev is a lifter, Morim. When you have bitter Ashkedim, bitter almonds, Ben Gedolim, Ben Kitanim, they're both potter from Isa. Gedolim deloy uchlo. The big ones, they're too bitter, they're not edible. Ketanim deloy pri. Right now they're too small, you can't eat it the way it is. So therefore it's this potter from Isa. The Yamrullah, some said the girs was like this. Both of them are chayiv. Now, Omer Rabbi Loi, Hoyer Rabbi Chanino, Bitsipoira, Kedivri Yoyme Zevazel lifter. He said over the Allah was like the Mandiyama, both of them are potter. Has these bitter almonds, whether they're big or whether they're small, they're both potter from Isa. Now the kasha was, Uleman diyomer, zev is lechiyev, but the shat is say that both of them are mechuyev in Isa, whether they're small or whether they're big, but they're bitter. Still they're mechuyev, is the kasha lamai chazi, why are they mechuyev in Isa? Lechur, nobody eats it right now, what is it roi for? On this, Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Yechanan, hoyo veroyo lamaskana deor, since these bitter almonds, you could take them and cook them in hot water and cook them up, and then the bitterness goes out of it, and then it becomes edible. So therefore, it's called an oicha right now. That's the svara to say why it's mechuyev ma'isa right now. So you see, such a svara. If you could cook it up and make it edible, it has a shem oicha right now. So Mela, we are saying the same svara now with sugya negate the tumas oichlin. That a tumas oichlin, since you could cook it up and make it edible, it has a shem oichlin negate to mekabel tumah. Even though filchus erevin you can't use it, has these kafnias, these unripe dates. Since they're not edible right now, you can't use it for an erev. Because for erev you need something that's edible right now. But it's makabel tumas oichlin, because like kol ponim, if you'd cook it, aydei or you could make it edible. There's such a svara, something you could make edible, has a shem oichel right now also. Yeah. But omamar, we said before, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kur harehu keitz lechol dvorim. That this kur, that's the heart of the palm. The young part of the palm tree that grows, when it's very soft, it's edible. He said, "Hareyu keis l'chol dvorim." It's like eight. It's not makabel tuma l'chol dvorim. It's like a piece of wood. But he said, "Ela shenikach b'kesef ma'isim." But I call upon him. You are allowed to buy it with the money of ma'isa sheni. But I call upon him. You could eat it. Since you could eat it, you could buy it with ma'isa sheni. Fred Gemara Haino Tanakama. The Tanakama also said it's not makabel tuma. So what are you saying? Elosh hareyu keis l'chol dvorim. The Tanakam also said the same thing. It's called an eight, like it's not makabel tuma. Omer Abaye, the nafkamina is shelaku v'tignu. If you cooked it up very well and you matagan it, you fried it in shemen. Trashi v'tignu b'shemen. The Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda, afilu shalaku v'tignu. Even if you cooked it up and fried it in an oil, einoy tome. Still, it's not makabel tuma soichlin. But that's his lush in a real case. His mom is like a piece of wood that no matter what you do to it, it's not makabel tuma. But Tanakama though, im shalka v'tigna, if you would cook it up and fry it in oil, then mitama, then it would be mitama. Tloyamri a real case. Tanakama did not say it's mom is like a piece of wood. It just says right now it's not edible, so right now it's not makabel tuma soichlin. But lo yitzu, you would cook it up and make it edible, then it would be called an oichl. Ikir b'nev, that's nafkamina. But the Mara Maskib La Rova, Fred Rava Kasha, Mikula Mandiyama, Shulka V'Tognu Loi, is there any Mandiyama that will tell me, if you take this Kur, hey, this Kur L'Khuri is the heart of the pond that's edible. He's going to tell me now, if you cook it up, and you fry it in oil, to make it edible, someone's going to tell me it's not Roy, you're potter from Iser, or you tell me it's not, it has no Tumas Eichlin. Like, what kind of svar is that? About right now it's edible, it should have a Tumas Eichlin on it. But Tanya, we learned, for or, if you take the skin of an animal, V'yashulyu, you take the placenta of the animal. Is alocha ein metama tumas oichlin. They themselves are not an oichlin, it's not edible. It has no tumas oichlin. If a sheretz touches it, it's not makabel tumas oichlin. Or shel sholkoi, let's say you took the skin and you cooked it up and you made the skin edible, or else v'yashulyu, you have the placenta. Shechishev olehu, you had machshava teed it. You sign it now, you can eat it. It's the animal, you can eat it. Is alocha metama tumas oichlin. Says klos metama tumas oichlin. So you see, you take a piece of skin and you cook it up and make it edible, it has a tumas oichlin to it. So how could kur be different? Kur is the heart of a palm, it is edible. And befrat, if you're going to cook it up and tignon and b'shemen, havad it becomes edible. So how could a piece of skin be better than that? Rashi or sheshalke metamid, abu machshav agredos aloi. But skin, if just mechashiv, to eat the skin, that's not enough. But I call upon him, if you cook it up, it becomes edible. And it is matama tumas oichlin. That's the kashim. And the Gemara, so Rava's choizen, no. Avad is going to take this kur and cook it up and make it edible. Avad, according to everybody, it is makabel tumas oichlin. So Mela Srik Shever, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say loshin, hareyu ke'etz ba'alma? The Tanna Kamma also said, okur, the way it is right now, it's not makabel tumas oichlin. So what's the nafkamina? According to both of them, if you cook it up and make it edible, it would be makabel tumas oichlin. If not, not. So what's the nafkamina? Elo amar rov ike benaya brocha. Nafkamina is, what type of a brocha do you make on this kur? On the heart of the palm, what brocha do you make? The itma, we learned, kur. That's this very soft part of the palm tree when it first starts to grow is Rav Yehudu Lama Bar Pri Adama. You make a Bar Pri Adama. Since it's part of the tree, and it's part of the tree itself, it's not a fruit. Because we only make a Bar Pri Eitz on fruit that comes out of the tree. This is not called fruit, it's part of the tree. But since it's edible and it grows off the ground, you make a Bar Pri Adama on the heart of the palm. Or Shmuel Lama Shakul Niyib Dvorai. Shmuel says, no, you only make a shakul niyib dvorai and kur. And that's the halacha like Shmuel, we only make a shakul niyib dvorai. What's the machlokes? We have you do I'm a bar pri adama uchluhu. Because the maisa right now, it's moichl, it's edible. And where does it come from? It grows off the ground. It's the bark of the tree of a palm tree. Therefore, you make a bar pri adama. Shmuel lama shakul niyib dvorai. Shmuel says, no, this you only make a shakul. Why? Kivin shesayfa lahakshayis. Since the maitza, the heart of the palm, is the beginning of the palm tree that's growing every year, a new branch comes out. And the maitza, usually you let that branch grow, and it becomes harder, and at the end it becomes like a lulav, it becomes a new branch come out of it. So since it's soifel ahakshay, this soft is aimed to stay on the tree, and really you plant it amanaz there, that it should grow, and become part of the tree, and become hard, therefore you don't even make a baruch pri adama on it. Since it wasn't grown, amanaz to eat it, in the state that it's edible, it was grown, al-manas, that it become part of the tree, and then pastrate is not edible, so even though you eat it when it's still young and soft, you only make a shakul niyib dvorai. Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, shirino kavosech mistavra. Because even though Shmuel himself said, you only make a shakul, here like Shmuel, mashmuel, like was a little bit chayzer, and he said, you know Rabbi Yehuda, you that say you make a verb, you're dumb, you talk a right. I have a riot to you. Like you is mistavra. Why? Every radish, a radish, if you let it stay in the ground, it will get very, very hard and not be edible. And still, on a radish, when we pull it out, when it's still soft, we make a bar pri adama. So you see, even though something that's aiming to become very hard, but I call upon you pull it out right now, and now it's edible, you make a bar pri adama. So kurakura should be the same way. Even though later on it will become hard, like a piece of the palm tree. It's not edible, but right now, since it's soft and edible, you should make a bar pri adama. But zati gemara v'lohi, you should know, no. Don't give in Shmuel like Shmuel Svar is still right. There's a difference between a radish and this kur. Sinoin, a radish, not the inshi adai to the puglum. People grow, plant the radish, amunas, teat the fruit, the way it is. You have that teater when it's still soft. So the ikka planting is for when the radish is soft, therefore you make a bar pri adama. It's called an oichel at that time, and that's what it was planted for. So mel is called a bar pri adama. Mashen came diklo, when you plant a palm tree, lenati inshia daiti de kura. Nobody plants the tree amnas to pull off the branch when it's still soft and eat it out the heart of the palms. You plant it, your das is to let it stay there, your das is to let it stay there, it should become hard and become part of the palm tree. So therefore, right now it's not called an oichel. So even though it's edible right now, but I call upon him a bar pri adama you can't make. A bar pri adama is only if the person planted it, al manas teed it the way it is. And Zot Gemara, V'yafagav the Kalsi Shmuel Reb Yudah, even though Shmuel was Mekalis, like it was a little bit Chayzer, and said he brought a riot to Reb Yudah, like from a radish, that he said, just like Tzon, you make a Bar Piyadama, L'chura Kurit, you also make a Bar Piyadama. So the Gemara, V'akofonim, Hilchos HaKabosim Shmuel, the Allah Cholamayis is like Shmuel. Shmuel's Svar is right. That even though a radish, you make a bar for your dumbo, that's because a radish, you plant it, I'm not eat the radish. Eat it when it's edible. Mashenk in this kur, people don't plant it, I'm not eat it, therefore you don't make a bar for your dumbo, only a shakul ni b'dvori. But the mice, I'm not sure today, because man is there, it's a very good order that they serve this heart of the pond. So I'm not sure if we'll change today or not, if the mice, people, mamish plant it to use it for that purpose or not. And the Mara svar is why you make a shakul on it, because people don't plant it for that. The ikka you plant a palm tree is that every single branch that comes up should eventually become hard and become part of the palm. But I'm not sure today. It's an expensive thing, the kur. The chasna, they serve it amol. So you have to know, if they plant trees, badafka, teat the kur, maybe then you would make a bar for your dhamma. Well, I'm not sure, the maisa. Rashi, adai to the pugla, li oichlo kishurach. A radish you plant, I'm not teat when it's still soft, therefore you make a bar for your dhamma. Right. Gufa, omrav yudu omrav. Kishus v'chazis marvin behem. This kishus and this chazis that's unripe tfua, you could use if a roof, if an erev tchumin or an erev chaseres according to Rashi marvin behem. Or mevorchen aleihem bar pri adam. You make a bar pri adam also. For the Gemara kishus, this type of a herb, the kama. How much of this herb do you have to use for an erev? Because the Yomer Rabbi Yechiel kamoli hayad. You have to use a handful. A handful of the shear roi for an erev. Rashi kishus the kama. Hevelu mozen beis sudis der mila kamon. Hey, later the Gemara says in Afpei that the yisfeid of an erev, either tchumim, is you have to leave the mozen of two sudis. You have to leave enough food that you would eat for two sudis worth. Mozen shtei sudis lerev. That's how much food you have to leave over for an erev. So Shaila, how much is kishus enough to eat for two sudis? So Gemara says it's kamol yad. Oh, handful, that's the shear for two sudis. Here also kamala yad, that's the shear. Chazis bekama, how much a chazis do you have to eat, or do you have to leave there to make an erev with? Amarav abatuvyam, brab yitzchok, amarav, kamala uzilaisa di yichri. Uzilaisa Rashi says that's agudas yerek, a bundle of yerek of vegetables, shekorchen ikrim, the way the farmers make their bundles. Because you have to have a farmer's bundle of vegetables. That shear, that's how much chazis you have to leave over for an erev. That's called the mozon shtei sudis. Amar Rav Chilkiya Batuvia, ma'arvin bekalya. You could use for an erev b'tchumim akalya. Rashi says, kalya is klach shel esav. That's the stalk of the grass. The kosher cake, this stalk is mamish hard like a piece of wood. For the Gemara, bekalya is like a daitach. It is not edible. So how could you use it for an erev? Ela means the yark of the kalya, means the green part, the edible part of this kalya, that you could use for an erev. The kama, how much of it do you have to use for an erev? Om Rav Yechiel, kamoli hayad. Again, the handful is enough to use for an erev. Rav Yemiyah, noflik kareisa. Rav Yemiyah went out to the fields. Boy Yemenayel, they asked me from a shilom. Ma'o la'arev apulin, glachin. Can you use wet beans to use for an erev? But he had it the other, he wasn't sure, he didn't know the locha. Are you allowed to use wet beans or not to use masupi? Mark Yosla Bay Medrosha, when he came back to the base of Medrash, Omrule, they said to him, Hochi Yom Rab Yanei, this is what Rab Yanei said, Ma'arvin Bepulim Lachim, you could use wet beans, since they're edible right now, when they're wet, when they're soft, you could use it for an erev. And Bekama, how much do you have to use for it? Omer Rab Yechiel, Kamol Yayad, you have to use again a handful is good. Omer Rab Hamnuna, Ma'arvin Betradyin Chayin, you could use raw beets, you could use for an erev. I fit the Gemara Kasha, Eini, should not be like that. Lomar Rav Chizda, Silka Chaya, somebody eats raw beets. Kotle Gavra Chaya, it'll kill you alive. No, it's very dangerous to eat raw beets. So how could you say you're allowed to use raw beets for an erev? Here it says raw beets is a bad zach. It's the mamish could kill you, it's not a good zach.
Yeah, and for the Gemara, Hahu Biboshel Voloi Bishel. Hey, when do we say it's dangerous? It could kill you. If it's cooked and not cooked, that means it's cooked a little bit, halfway cooked. That's no good. If you eat a cooked beet, or else a raw beet that wasn't cooked at all, then it's healthy, it's not harmful for you. Then you could use it for an erev. And Abad is talking about providing in a metzias that it is edible tidrua. Lamaisha, I think it was manazer, our beets are command not edible tidrua. I don't know if you could use the fenerev. I call upon in the Gemara's times when it says you could use the fenerev, even though it's raw, it means it's edible when it's raw. Aye, the kasher is that said raw ones are harmful for you, so it should not have a shem oichel. The teretz is that that's only harmful when it's cooked and not cooked. Not cooked so good. But if it's not cooked at all, then it's not harmful, and then you can use it for an erev. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding the Chof Tes Omer Aleph on top.